This is Carol West, President of the Canadian Society of Customs Brokers. Last week, I attended the first global cross-border e-commerce conference in Beijing. The conference was billed as an innovative, inclusive, strategic, and collaborative approach to sustainable cross-border e-commerce and was co-organized by the World Customs Organization and China Customs. As one of the co-leads of the Trade Facilitation and Simplification of Procedures subgroup of the WCO Working Group on e-commerce, I was asked to speak on a roundtable breakout session at the conference. The subgroup itself is developing a business process flow with recommendations about data elements. It is reviewing and referencing instruments and guidelines of the WCO and other organizations to ensure consistency, including the revised Kyoto Convention, immediate release guidelines, safe framework of standards, and WTO trade facilitation agreement. It's also considering compliance and liability issues as it works on standards for consistency and harmonization of processes and legal frameworks, and all of this within a very ambitious time frame and in collaboration with the three other subgroups of the working group. I was asked to address a specific question during the panel, and here are my comments. First, the question. What are new opportunities and new roles of customs brokers as a trusted intermediary to facilitate cross-border e-commerce transactions, especially when a large number of individual and occasional consumers are involved? There are several key points in this question that I'd like to address. The idea of new opportunities for customs brokers, the role of customs brokers as trusted intermediaries, and the opportunities for facilitation of cross-border e-commerce transactions. Let me start with the role of customs brokers as trusted intermediaries. Customs brokers exist in most countries of the world, acting as legally authorized agents of importers and exporters to manage the clearance of goods across borders. In most countries, they're licensed by governments, often by customs administrations, and that licensing process involves a standard of knowledge. Customs brokers ensure that requirements of customs are met, providing data for risk management, managing accounting, and revenue collection, which includes application of knowledge relating to valuation, tariff classification, and origin, and meeting the requirements of other government agencies. In some countries, customs brokers have trusted trader AEO status, and we think of customs brokers as the original trusted traders. All of these things mean that customs brokers are experienced with facilitation of cross-border processes. When I think of experience with facilitation, I always think of standing in an airport security line behind someone who's never flown before and who has no idea what the requirements and expectations are. There is a delay, and not just for you or me, but for the entire line. In the world of goods crossing borders, customs brokers have experience and they know what the requirements are. Think of what this means for facilitation of e-commerce. So what makes e-commerce different? Of course, that depends on how you define e-commerce, but at its most basic level, governments around the world are facing the same challenge, the difficulty of managing huge numbers of shipments destined to individual consumers. How do they identify the party responsible for any risks associated with the shipment and ensure that the correct duties and taxes are remitted? How do you find answers to questions about what is unknown, what needs to be known, and how and when it can be known? Also, although it isn't the subject of discussion today, I'd add that we are also seeing a significant increase in B2B transactions, which should also be considered as e-commerce. And our thinking is not restricted by mode, express carrier or postal in particular, as we're seeing e-commerce shipments moving by all modes today. Any strategy that doesn't support a broader approach to e-commerce will only be useful in the very short term. Here are some of the ways customs brokers can facilitate e-commerce. There's been some reference in previous presentations and in the WCO's draft framework of standards to the need for training and education. Customs brokers have the ability to educate and advise on admissibility and data requirements, including consulting on proper HS and classifying vendor or e-tailer databases and catalogs by SKU on a continuous basis. Advice can also be provided on the impacts of trade agreements and valuation. Customs brokers can also provide assistance to e-vendors on certification for trusted trader AEO programs, if appropriate. The tax regimes in many jurisdictions are complex when applied to e-commerce shipments, and customs brokers can advise on liability, as well as ensuring visibility and management of registration and payment processes. Customs brokers can advise and manage processes for returned or refused goods. This is sometimes forgotten in discussions of e-commerce processes, but it is a very significant part of a facilitated end-to-end solution. Customs brokers can take advantage of or work with customs administrations to implement consolidated processes, especially for accounting and revenue collection, including a framework for non-resident importers or foreign vendors. That brings us to what's different with e-commerce for customs brokers. What are the new opportunities? I would suggest that cross-border e-commerce does not so much provide for new opportunities and new roles for customs brokers, but rather it provides opportunities for customs brokers to adapt and leverage the services provided today, and it provides for new clients in the form of foreign vendors and platforms. We can work with foreign vendors and platforms to provide knowledge and ensure compliance from before the goods are offered for sale to returns and refunds. We can consolidate information for transmission to customs while maintaining transactional data, which may be required for audit of importers or processes. We can support our governments by ensuring that facilitation is achieved by providing the right data for effective risk management related to health, safety, and security, and fair and accurate revenue collection. We can also make sure that changes done nationally to facilitate e-commerce processes also support facilitation of the increasing volumes of B2B transactions and the movement of e-commerce shipments by all modes. There's no doubt that the high volume of e-commerce shipments is a potential burden for customs administrations, and we appreciate that the WCO recognized this 18 months ago when it formed its e-commerce working group. Volumes can derail even the most sophisticated systems, and capacity is a real concern for managing this business. That is where customs brokers can be a strategic and practical ally, not only for vendors, platforms, and importers, but for customs administrations themselves by minimizing the risks associated with cross-border e-commerce trade for all parties. That is where customs brokers can be a strategic and practical ally, not only for vendors, platforms, importers, and exporters, but for customs administrations themselves by minimizing the risks associated with cross-border e-commerce trade for all parties.